You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Democratic Senator Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, everybody's supposed to be on spring break, but somehow I'm not surprised that you are working today.
Well, there's, you know, I think that we've got a lot of important issues facing the state, and I was there today to call on the governor to stop trying to raid the school aid fund.
Well, yes, you were, and you were backed by other Democratic senators, were in line to for a constitutional amendment to protect school funding. Tell us what that amendment is.
That's right. Well, what we are trying to do is put forward an amendment that would protect the school aid fund from raids from the governor or legislators and ensure that the money that people think they're paying to go to schools, like in from Proposal A and from the lottery, that it actually goes to schools. You know, the school aid fund is not in a crisis. The only crisis we face is one that the governor has chosen to put on kids in order to fund a $2 billion giveaway to his business associates, and that's wrong.
Well, and do you, would you mind, Gretchen, telling folks what the school aid fund is, where the money comes into that?
Right. Well, the school aid fund is a restricted fund that is dedicated for the payment of education for kids in the state of Michigan. Back when we adopted Proposal A in the 90s, in the lottery back in the 70s, the promise was to taxpayers that those dollars raised would go into the school aid fund, and that way it would be protected, that legislators or governors could not raid it for other purposes. Otherwise, the voters would have just put it in the general fund. But no, it was set aside for the school aid fund, and that's exactly where the money is supposed to go into education. Governor Snyder has proposed to take out almost $900 million and cut schools, putting, you know, many schools into bankruptcy immediately so that he can afford his tax giveaway to companies and businesses in the state of Michigan. And that's just not the right thing to do for Michigan's future.
And in reading some of the material on this issue, in terms of this amendment, what you're saying is this is not what the voters asked for. When they went ahead with lottery and Proposal A, they were working on this money being set aside, restricted, not available for anybody to touch.
Right. They specifically said, we are willing to pay taxes for schools, but it's got to be for schools, and it's got to be protected. And what Governor Snyder's proposing to do is to steal $900 million out of that fund and to force these enormous cuts on our schools so that he can afford his, you know, his business tax giveaway. And, his budget plunges over 150 school districts into bankruptcy immediately and puts school districts that have, you know, really struggled to manage but have kept their boats afloat, they're going to be teetering on the brink of bankruptcy because of his budget.
Well, one of the things I did find interesting in the information on this issue was a point that you made: what businesses would want to come to Michigan when the school system is failing?
Right, exactly. I mean, kind of a really sad irony, I sat with the governor's budget director who moved here from Utah recently, and when the first time I met with him, I asked him, you know, where he was going to live, and they were shopping for schools. So obviously, every single person, every homeowner in the state of Michigan knows the first question anyone asks when they decide to buy a home in Michigan is, what is the school district like? And if your answer is, oh, it's in bankruptcy, or they're slashing $700 per pupil out of our district, they're going to think twice before coming here. You can't move the state of Michigan forward if you leave your kids behind.
And I know you're speaking with constituents all the time. I mean, constantly, every day, everywhere. When you talk to them about the issues of education and the budget issues, is education always at the top of their list? I mean, is this what you're hearing routinely?
It is. And, you know, whether it's business people or it's educators or it's just concerned parents or even, you know, property owners, they are absolutely concerned about the strength of our schools. And I think, you know, everyone has seen study after study that shows investment in education pays off in the long run for a state's economy. And the states that are thriving right now are the ones that make that investment. And if we steal from our kids to just fund tax breaks that don't have any link to jobs, we're really doing a double damage to the people of our state.
And there are a series of town hall meetings, I know, that came through and some information as well coming up around the state for Michigan families to have the time and a place to vent their concerns.
Well, that's right. And I think the most important part of this process, this democratic process, is not just people coming out to vote in an election, but it's to make their voices heard throughout the decision-making process. And so we are doing town halls across the state. I've got Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and East Lansing on my calendar, and there's sure to be a lot more that I'll personally be attending, and I know my colleagues are holding them across the state and their districts as well.
Well, and also today, Governor Snyder signed the new bill into law about federal unemployment benefits going from 26 to 20 weeks in the state of Michigan. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm glad that the state acted in order to draw down the federal dollars, but I think we've taken one step forward and two steps back. The federal government made this money available to states that have such a high unemployment rate, and over 30 states took advantage of that. The state of Michigan, unfortunately, my colleagues in the Senate pushed through a measure that actually turns back how many weeks of unemployment a person can collect from the state. So this is a one-time gain for a permanent loss for unemployed in Michigan, and I think it's bad public policy. I'm sorry to see that the governor signed it into law.
Well, and it, as you said, it did enable the benefits. Federal benefits would have run out April 2nd, but then it does reduce by 6 weeks state unemployment.
Right. It's a one-time federal benefit for a permanent change in Michigan law that will ultimately hurt unemployed people.
Well, Gretchen, as always, I appreciate your time so much this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Very good. We've been speaking with Democratic Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who's also Senate Democratic Leader of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.